Good morning. The storm system that brought snow and sleet, freezing rain, and eventually rain and mild temperatures yesterday across the area has departed into the Canadian Maritimes. Temperatures behind the storm dropping off on the heels of a northwesterly breeze, and some places have gone below freezing this morning, and there will be areas of black ice on untreated surfaces due to the leftover moisture. Precipitation itself has come to an end, so it will be a dry start to the day, and we could see some breaks of sunshine during the morning and into the afternoon. This will help temperatures climb back into the middle and upper 30s on average. A weak disturbance in the mid-levels of the atmosphere passing through the Great Lakes will sweep through later today, and this could touch off a passing rain or snow shower. After that disturbance moves through, skies will clear out tonight, and temperatures will drop back into the teens to around 20. A brief but hard-hitting cold air mass will be with us tomorrow. Lots of sunshine in the forecast, but temperatures will stay in the 20s across the region, and with a stiff northwest breeze, wind chills will be even lower throughout the day. This will set us up for a cold start to the day on Friday. We'll rebound back to the lower 30s. Sunshine, though, will give way to increasing clouds as the next disturbance approaches from the west. Some light snow showers are possible toward evening on Friday, then overnight maybe even a dusting of snow as that system passes through. In its wake, a few leftover rain and snow showers Saturday with mostly cloudy skies, but temperatures will wind up climbing into the lower to middle 40s and middle 40s with a mix of sun and clouds on Sunday. We'll keep our eyes out for another disturbance early to midweek next week with a chance of snow showers Monday near 40, then back to the 30s on Tuesday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, after a rather lengthy period of quiet weather, including unseasonable and in some cases record warmth over the Intermountain West in California, this will all come to an end today as a strong Pacific cold front and low pressure system is forecast to reach the West Coast. This will result in widespread lower elevation rain and mountain snow through midweek. Winter storm warnings are out for the Sierra Nevada mountains, where the greatest snowfall totals are expected. Amounts ranging from 1 to 2 feet are likely above 6,000 feet, with as much as 10 inches of snow above 5,000 feet. Rain, snow, and wind will accompany the storm into Nevada and Colorado as the front moves inland. And blizzard warnings are out for the Bering Strait of Alaska, with 7 to 10 inches of snow and winds gusting up to 65 miles per hour. At Mount Washington this morning, 60 miles visibility under mostly cloudy skies and 14 degrees, a west-northwest wind at 49 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, cloudy skies and 44 below zero. In Albany on the hour, cloudy skies and 33 degrees, the dew point 25, 72% relative humidity, a northwest wind at 14 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.88 inches, and it is rising. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 97 degrees at Anaheim, California, to a low of zero at Flag Island, Minnesota. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny in the upper 30s, Boston partly sunny in the lower 40s, and in Buffalo, snow showers with highs in the lower 30s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 56 degrees, the low 18, the average temperature 37, that's 11 degrees above normal. 82 hundredths of an inch of liquid precipitation yesterday, just a trace of snow. 4.5 inches of snow for the month, which is 2.7 inches below normal, and 10.0 inches for the year, which is 31.9 inches of snow below normal. There were 28 heating degree days in Albany yesterday. For the month now, 597, that's 50 below normal, and 3,538 for the season, which is 960 heating degree days below normal. The average high temperature at Albany today, 35 degrees, the average low, 18. The record high, 60, set in 1981, and the record low, 16 below zero in 1973. Sunrise this morning, 6:50 a.m. Sunset this evening at 5:29 p.m., 10 hours and 39 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy and breezy today with a few snow showers and highs in the lower to mid-30s. Clearing tonight, lows in the teens. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England. Partly sunny and breezy today with a few passing showers and highs in the lower 40s. Clearing tonight with lows in the lower 20s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy and breezy today with a few snow showers and highs in the mid-30s, clearing tonight with lows in the upper teens. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, partly sunny and breezy today with a few passing rain or snow showers and highs in the upper 30s, clearing tonight with lows near 20. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly cloudy and breezy today with a few passing rain or snow showers and highs in the upper 30s, clearing tonight with lows right around 20. Region-wide for tomorrow, sunny but seasonably cold, upper 20s. Sunshine giving way to clouds Friday, light snow toward dark in the lower to mid-30s, more light snow Friday night. Rain and snow showers Saturday, back to the lower to mid-40s. Mid-40s Sunday with a mix of sun and clouds. Mostly cloudy with snow showers on Monday and highs near 40. And sunshine giving way to clouds on Tuesday with highs back into the 30s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.